to the Louise Fitzgerald podcast. I wanted to start with a quote today from Oprah. She says, "The reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. And as soon as they get clear, it clears up." It's pretty powerful stuff. I'm actually sharing in this week's email how I was so engrossed in watching Oprah that I didn't realize my neighbor's house was getting robbed. So if you're not on my mailing list and you want to hear these kinds of stories as well as more tips like these, then you can jump into the show notes and sign up, or you can contact me if you can't find it and I'll add you. But I would love to have you in the email community as well. But anyway, so back to this quote. So let's break it down in today's episode. So if any of this, what I'm about to say, if any of this resonates, you're certainly not alone. We live in such a fast-paced world that this is most people. So chaos in life could look like feeling like you never stop, there's too much on your plate, and slowing down seems like an impossibility. Lots of shoulds. So I should do this, I should do that. Maybe your dreams are a mystery to you. So if you had free time, you wouldn't even know how to spend it. Maybe you're procrastinating on those things that would actually fill up your cup, or acting on those dreams. You do know what they are, but you're just not pressing go. And maybe things don't feel chaotic. You wouldn't label it chaotic, but there isn't a lot of motivation. There's a lot more autopilot. So let's talk about chaos in the head. So again, let's just return to this quote. So the reason why most people have such chaotic lives is because they're living in chaos in their head. So basically, it's like where does a chaotic life come from? It's coming from a mind that's sort of in a bit of chaos. So what does that look like? Let's break that down. Chaos in the mind is when it's really hard to decipher what your wants are from those external forces. So this can be society, societal expectations, family and friends' expectations, their expectations of you. So again, there's this feeling of it, not even like sometimes there's a should, sometimes there's an awareness that here's this expectation on me and I am going to follow it. But the other kind of area is that you're not even aware how much there is that external influence on you, if this relates, right? Another sign of this chaos in the head that Oprah talks about is constant overthinking and second guessing. So your mind is constant and it's exhausting. So there's a lot of sleepless nights, and even throughout the day, it's like, I don't know, should I do this? Should I do that? And maybe you're asking a lot of people about what you should do. And maybe it's just completely unclear why everything is the way it is, and you wouldn't even know how to change it. So again, if any of this resonates, I don't want you to feel like, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with me. You know, you're certainly not alone. This is most people. So again, if we come back to Oprah's quote, she talks about as soon as you get that clear, as soon as you clear that chaos in the head, it clears up. So that feeling of chaos, that feeling of your life isn't yours, or that you're not in the driver's seat, or that it's out of control at times, or you can't seem to get a handle on things, or you don't know how to solve it. So that feeling of like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to do with all of this, it feels really quite overwhelming at times. When you can get clear in the head about what's going on and who you are, then it starts to clear up. So let's talk about tips. Like, how can we get clear? Again, you don't need to worry about this and feel like, oh my gosh, this is, what am I going to do? This is out of control. I really resonate with all of this. You know, there's absolutely things you can do. So let's talk about some of those, right? It's so important to slow down regularly and enough to breathe. again, we live in such a fast-paced world and everything's moving so quickly, and we pick up our phones and there's videos shooting at us and news stories and reminders to take our vitamins, and you know, it's quite constant, right? So we need these moments where we're slowing down regularly. So even if you can't sit still for, you know, an hour a week or an hour a day or, you know, a big length of time, it doesn't matter. I've actually got, if you haven't downloaded them already, I've got, two links in the show notes where you can get a 5-minute morning and a 5-minute evening. They're two separate little rituals that I've created, and they're basically just to help you build the habit of every 5 minutes. And you can choose, you don't have to do both, but I've put both there because some people wanted more help with sleep and some people wanted more help with having more energy in the day. So it's totally up to you. But the idea with the morning one is that you're checking in with yourself and you're tuning into what you need, but you're starting to tune into who you are. And this is really, really helpful, right? But you're also calming down the nervous system in the process. Now, the evening one is this 5-minute reflection on the day that was. The reason that we do this is because you're trying to remove that overthinking. When we don't process the day, we take it into our sleep and our sleep is interrupted. The quality isn't very good. And then, you know, that becomes a cycle in and of itself, right? So we're not sleeping the next day, we're exhausted. So if you haven't already, download those. As I said, that's 5 minutes in the morning or 5 minutes in the evening. If that's all you have, you know, that's great. So don't feel like it's never enough. So another way that you can get clear is that we do need to process our thoughts and feelings. We need to reflect. We need to allow all of this energy to move through us. So all of those things, those interactions we have with people that, you know, weren't so comfortable, or that conversation that we had and we're second guessing it or thinking about it, all of these things are just going to swirl around, and that's what's keeping us up at night. So that's what I just talked about. So whether you're even aware of it or not. So this is why in that 5-minute evening exercise, I prompt you to like pull out this stuff and think about what happened in the day, because sometimes, again, we just move forward. But when we stop, yes, it might feel uncomfortable at the time, but trust me, there's more discomfort in not processing this stuff, not being conscious of it or wanting to avoid it. So, you know, again, as I said, when we don't process this stuff, it becomes stuck energy. The mind continues to kind of like, it's like, you know, there's a garbage can and we're putting more and more and more and more and more in it. We're never emptying it. So it's very hard for our mind to get really clear on our life and our decisions if it's not being emptied. We need to take out that recycling and process and create space there. The other way that we can get clear is boundaries and saying no. So we need to start cutting out the noise and all of those expectations. So as I said before, so what are those societal expectations? What are the expectations that our family and friends are putting on us? And, you know, even things, this does kind of fit into society, but social media obviously, you know, is one of those places where we can feel like we have to keep up with the Kardashians, literally. So, you know, it's really important to think about, where can I put boundaries in place? What can I say no to? And saying no also means I'm going to say no to living up to this expectation that is being put on me. And the other way we can get clear is taking small actions to move out of that funk and get that momentum back. You know, it's really, really hard when we're in that place of feeling stagnant, feeling stuck, and it feels like a big boulder in front of us. Like, how are we going to shift this? How am I going to get out of this? I don't know. It's so hard when you're in that space to figure out how to change it. Because we often think of like, I want to get back to how I was a year ago, or, you know, we're trying to make these big leaps. And so then it feels impossible. And then it's very hard to move forward. So take small actions, daily actions. Again, there's that free guide, you know. I know I keep talking about it because it's kind of fitting in here, but that's another way that if you took 5 minutes every morning or every evening, or you did both of them, that's 10 minutes. It's not much at all. And honestly, you'll see such a big shift. So rather than trying to go from, you know, sitting at home and you're feeling crappy and nothing's kind of exciting you anymore, why don't you just start with 5 minutes every morning and then just watch as things slowly shift? You don't need to move the boulder. You're just trying to like move tiny little rocks away. So with all of these things, like getting clear in our mind, we're settling the nervous system. We're getting calm. And when we get calm, we can get clear. As I said, it's the pathway is more obvious. When we're feeling frazzled, you know, it's like we can barely touch the ground, let alone stand on the ground and walk forward. So we're just trying to bring you down to this place where it's like, okay, my feet are solid on the ground. And on top of that, now I'm getting clear on who I am and what I want. And so then that path starts to form in front of you. So you're grounded and there's this path in front of you. So, you know, it's hard to do all of this if we don't slow down enough and sit with ourselves and reflect and ask ourselves these questions, you know, what does my life look like? What could go? What would I add? What do I dream of? And taking those moments and taking those reflections and allowing the past to fall away and not define you anymore, and you're able to step forward and get motivated and take those actions. But it all starts with just taking little moments to slow down that chaos that we all live in. Again, it's not just you. There's nothing wrong with you. It is the world and the society that we live in these days, but it doesn't have to be that way. We can step out of it and kind of tread our own little path there. So I hope that was really helpful. The online course Blissful Living is open soon. I'm recording this podcast now, but in the show notes, you'll see either you can jump on the waiting list so you're notified when I launch it, or it's open and there'll be a link there so that you can click on it. I don't know when you're going to be listening to this, but it's not open for long. So doors are going to open and then doors are going to close. So you won't have a big time to register. And I do that because I want to make sure that even though it's an online self-paced course and, you know, there's not any live courses of time, so there's no expectation for you to be there. You can move at your own pace and fit it into your lifestyle. The reason that I'm closing it, opening and closing it, is because I want to make sure that I'm available for support so that if people do need it, I am sort of there in the background to help with anything people are kind of stuck on. So just be aware that it's not just open and then staying open. It will close. So jump on that wait list or click on the button and sign up if you're listening to this after. And if you want to know more about it, I think, yeah, the link will obviously be there, but it is going to cover some of these things that I've talked about today. So helping you calm your nervous system down enough, helping you identify who you are and what you want, and getting really clear on that path forward to yourself. It's also going to be really helpful in helping you develop your trust within yourself so that you can take action, because often when we don't trust ourselves, we hold ourselves back. So it's going to cover all of this stuff and so much more. So jump into the link, learn more about it. And if you're listening to this down the track, you better hit go before I close the doors on it. So thank you so much for listening, and I will chat to you on the next episode.